I'm Tom Hudson, and this is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. If you recognize the term rabbit ears as a reference to a television set, you're probably old enough to remember the days of just three channels and having to get off the couch to change the channel. Today, from digital antennas to cable boxes to small satellites bolted outside our homes, hundreds of channels vie for our attention and our dollars.
A significant portion of the people watch seven or eight channels, although in the way they buy cable or satellite, they're forced to take hundreds of channels to get those seven or eight.
That's Chet Kanogia. He's the founder and president of Aereo, a service offering local TV channels over the internet. It launched in South Florida this month. What he describes is called bundling. It's the way cable and satellite TV providers price their services. You may not watch TLC, but you pay for it. Maybe you only watch ESPN and CBS, but you pay for dozens of other channels in your monthly cable bill. Now, Aereo is among the technology companies looking to upend that business model. It offers subscribers their local TV stations live or on demand on any device with a fast enough internet connection. The price starts at $8 per month.
For a lot of consumers, that along with other online products that they can use, like Netflix and iTunes, etc., for a very, under $20 represents pretty much what they want to watch on television, which we think is an excellent starting point for creating a real compelling alternative for the consumers outside of the cable bundle.
In other words, cutting the cord. Aereo's strategy right now is not centralized content, though. There's only one Netflix. There's only one iTunes, whether you're in Pembroke Pines or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But instead, Aereo grabs the broadcast signal of local TV stations in all its markets where it's operating, records them on digital video recorders, then offers those local channels to subscribers on their smartphones, tablets, or computers, even on a television set, as long as that TV is hooked up to the internet. It requires Aereo to come to town and make a small investment for its technology to get those local TV channels.
So we typically start with a capacity investment that we make in a city. We can turn that particular city's installation profitable at very low numbers in the 5,000 to 10,000 subscriber range.
Turning a profit in Miami with as few as 10,000 subscribers at $8 a month, about $1 million a year, that's a profitable enterprise based upon your initial investment that you have to make to move into a market like this?
Oh, for sure, yes. And that's the beauty of these technologies, the cloud computing technologies that we've built, is that we can do this at very low cost and pass that cost saving on to the consumers as opposed to creating an artificial inflated bundle.
Now, the technology behind Aereo is very much 21st century technology. You heard Chet mention cloud computing. Its antennas are no bigger than a dime. But this being South Florida, they have to be able to withstand storm season. In order to capture the traditional TV signals in a region, the company has to locate its antennas on top of buildings and then house its gear in places with a steady and plentiful supply of electricity and fast internet connections.
In addition to that, Miami posed an additional challenge from a hurricane-proofing the rooftop insulation perspective as well. So that was a bit of a challenge that we obviously have not encountered elsewhere. But so far, so good. Hopefully we will withstand all storms.
Now, the service has survived legal storms so far. Big media companies like Comcast, Disney, and CBS have sued Aereo for taking their local TV station signals but not paying them. Cable and satellite TV providers pay the owners of local TV stations for the right to have their channels in their lineups, but not Aereo.
I think we are expanding the reach of the broadcasters. We are bringing a population that is not part of the cable bundle into the system. We are letting them watch on various different devices. So it represents, from our perspective, a great opportunity.
The company has successfully fended off efforts by big broadcasting companies to shut it down. But those efforts continue in court. In the meantime, Aereo continues expanding into three cities this month alone, including right here in South Florida. For the Miami Herald Friday Business Report, I'm Tom Hudson.